Welcome to the No Wasted Days podcast. I'm Blaine Marion.
And I'm Courtney Marion.
And on this podcast, we dive deep into the unconventional ways we got sober.
And how we continue to stay sober.
Welcome to the No Wasted Days podcast. I'm your co-host, Blaine Marion.
And I'm Courtney Marion.
Today's episode 64, we're going to be talking about springtime and why it's my favorite time of the year. Is springtime your favorite time of the year, Courtney, or no?
No. But there's certain aspects of it I really like.
Yeah.
I really like springtime on the farm is when I hatch.
Yeah, all your chickens and ducks?
All my chickens and all my ducks. And like typically in general, like all baby animals are born.
Yeah.
On farms. I don't have a lot of baby animals yet. But yeah, I do enjoy that part of it. And it's also like spring's kind of like a fresh start.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. Spring is like, you know, you have a long winter and spring is like a new beginning. And it's honestly, I think springtime's the best time to get sober. Right, you know, before summer and before all the big events where everybody's barbecuing and drinking and, you know.
I think like too, like to me, like spring should actually be the start of the new year.
Yeah, I feel that way too.
Because like January is like, fuck, it's still like snowing, blowing, shitty. Yeah, like no, like yeah. And I agree with you in that retrospect. It is a lot easier to get sober and to stay off the drinking train in fucking spring than it is summer. Summer would be the hardest month. Balls deep into winter is pretty hard too.
Yeah, I think winter is the hardest just because there's not an abundance of things to do, you know?
Well, and with the dark periods of time too, it's so easy to just get sucked into like doing something, to like doing fuck all, right?
Yeah.
Because you're like, it's not like in the summer and the spring when it's beautiful out and the sun's shining, you're just like, it's so much easier to like lurk into the shadows and just like be a piece of shit, really.
Yeah.
Like, let your addiction fucking take over.
I was just trying to think back, like in our addiction days, if, I wonder if we drank more in the winter or not. I feel like we kind of did.
Honestly, we were so far down the fucking piss tank hole, I don't think it mattered what.
Yeah, was. True.
Like it was any day, yeah, I don't think it mattered. I do know we drank a lot. The summer is so easy to find people to drink with.
Yeah, true.
Because everyone's like, oh, let's fucking go, whatever. Let's go day drinking. Let's go patioing. Let's fucking drink and drive. Whatever the fuck you're
thinking. Right? Oh, the sun's out. Let's get pissed. Okay.
Right? Yeah, right? And then it stays up. Like, and then it's like, oh, let's have bonfires. Let's have, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You, like, incorporate your outside activities into, like, day drinking.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's you know. That's where it's also, like, super, like, socially acceptable to drink all the time.
Yeah.
Where at least in, like, wintertime, you're just, like, kind of more like a fucking mole. You just, like, go into your little corner with your booze and are like, okay, I'll see you later.
One of the things about springtime that can be hard if you're still drinking or, like, when I used to drink was the playoffs for hockey start.
Yeah.
So it is literally, you can go to the bar and get drunk every night of the week if you want, because there's always going to be a playoff game on for the next like 2-3 months.
My playoff slogan was win or lose, I'm drinking booze. I'm not even fucking kidding. It came up on my Facebook memories not long ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was drinking Orange Crush and Spike with Happy Morning Spice Rum.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
Those Orange giant Crush glasses where you can put like a half a liter of cola in.
Yeah.
Oh, ugh. Gross. Yeah.
Yeah, that's nuts.
That's, and well, and not only that, so because, like, and everybody is, like, yeah, you're celebrating, your team's winning, you're celebrating, they're losing, you're drinking your freaking sorrows, like,
yeah,
it's pretty easy to jump on that wagon there.
Yeah, it is. So, what are some of the, you mentioned, like, springtime now is more for, like, for the farming and gardening and healthy lifestyle stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What is springtime now? Like, we got some baby chicks going. We got some ducks.
We got some ducks. Pretty soon we're going to dive into like starting like some seedlings and working on our gardening stuff. We did our compost. It's also really nice to start like doing more. And I mean, we were fairly active and I did, and both of you and I both did a lot during the winter, like walks and runs and stuff. But now it's kind of nice because like I don't have to like, my foot's finally starting to feel a little bit better and it's not like so worrisome to trip and fall, hurt myself, make an asshole of myself like I did like 3 times during winter.
Yeah.
What about you? Like, would you kind of escape into that category?
Well, with the running now, it's really cool because with like spring and summer weather, it's like I don't have to wear pants anymore. Like all winter, I have to wear like pants when you're running, you know?
Yeah.
But now it's like, oh, it's perfect. It's warm enough to wear shorts. And like me and I take Macaroni the dog for long runs, and we've been doing a couple 15Ks, and like it's just, it's so nice. You can go everywhere because all the snow is gone. You got all the trails for that. It's just awesome.
It's so funny because on my one of my Facebook memories came up from our last trip to Thailand, like probably like a week ago, and it was me sharing a meme about like when you're on vacation and some asshole's running on the beach, and I was like, holy shit, I've become the asshole that's running on the beach.
Right.
And it was just crazy because it like it brought me back to that time frame when, you know, life was just fucking drinking drugs. And like, don't get me wrong, I loved traveling. I still would like to, you know, jump back on that horse one day again when, you know, things align. But I was like, man, I was thinking about, I think we were in Koh Phi Phi when I posted that. And I remember I was just watching such a beautiful, beautiful sunset. And I just remember thinking, like now I'm just like, fuck, man, I could have got so much more out of that trip.
Yeah.
I was like, here I am on social media making fun of these fucking people that are like running on the beach.
Yeah. Right.
Because I was like, ooh, I'm drinking like a Chang beer, like feeling like a hungover piece of shit.
Yeah.
I was like, isn't that 2 tons of fucking irony right there?
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, I'm excited to do some more hikes too now that most of the snow off the mountain trails are all kind of gone. It's, yeah, I'm really excited to do some stuff like that. And then the big event of spring for me is we got to plant our garden.
Yes, and that will be an ordeal, holy.
Yeah, we like to sit down with the, I don't know what that stuff's called, like the square paper, you know? Like, I don't know, you had it in math class, whatever
graph
it is.
Paper,
graph paper, yeah.
Graphing paper?
Yeah, and you can like, you draw out your garden and like, you get a pencil and eraser and make sure you have a whole bunch of paper because you're always changing your mind.
Yes.
I'm so excited for that. That's going to be awesome.
I'm excited for that too, and I'm just excited, yeah, just like, so we're, this will be our third, I was going to say Christmas, this will be our third spring, like, harvest season, in Hudson's Hope, and I feel like now our soil is looking a lot better in our garden, because we tilled that the first year. We kicked ass with whiskey barrels, and I was, like, thinking back, like, I was looking at old pictures, and I was like, fuck, when all our whiskey barrels were given her, and we had them out the front, they looked so cool.
Yeah, they did.
And I want to plant a bunch of wildflowers and stuff and just, yeah, lots of, maybe some stuff for the chickens because they love to root and freaking rip and tear.
Yeah.
But yeah, big plans. I'm just excited to see, like, every year so far, you know, every year we've gotten a little bigger. We expanded our garden last year and we're just kind of, like, developing and going with it.
Yeah, I know. That's one of the cool things about it. It's, like, every year it just gets a little bit bigger and a little bit bigger. It's really cool because it's like, oh, you don't have to get all this at once. You know, we started with the in-ground garden, like tilled it up like it was grass. We tilled it up, put manure and all that stuff in it. And then last year we incorporated the whiskey barrels and I redid Macaroni's little, like, we have like a little 4x4 driftwood, like Macaroni's garden, I call it. It's really cool.
Yeah, in the summertime after like the chickens are in constantly, if you don't like chase them out now, they like live in there. But yeah, and it's interesting because, yeah, as every year we get a little bit bigger, more kind of knowledgeable in the areas of this, and like I want to start water glassing eggs because now we're getting like 14 eggs a day.
Yeah, I always wanted to be at the point where I couldn't keep up with the eggs eating them myself.
Congratulations.
And it's like, oh yeah, we're getting like 3 times the amount of eggs I want to eat a day. It's like insane.
But it's cool, though, because, like, the neighbors, like, stop by, and I'll bring them over some. Like, we went visiting today, and we went to town, and I brought my friends some, and, like, and I just love it. Like, I love coming home, and my, like, little chickens are doing their own thing.
Yeah.
I got my ducks freaking living their best life, and it's slowly coming to the point where it's kind of, like, what I envisioned.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, there's still lots of things to do. Like, I do want to get more animals. I know a lot of people give me the gears about why we don't have more animals and stuff yet. But it's all coming, it's all in good time, and I'm really enjoying the fact that because we're doing it a little bit more slow-paced, that it's giving us so much time to learn as we go.
Yeah.
And, like, that's one thing, too, is that it's not, like, overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes you can, and I'm the kind of person that if I do something, like, I should look more into shit, but if I make up my mind, I'm just gonna fucking do it.
Yeah.
So, like, doing it like this is kind of nice because each year we do another step.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's been really cool. And, like, I remember in Fort St. John, we didn't have a garden at our house, but we had that community garden the first year we were sober.
Yeah.
And that was awesome because it was probably what, thinking now, like maybe like 2 kilometers from our house, maybe.
Uphill though.
Yeah. And we used to walk there, like after you would be done work, and we'd like walk up there and water it. And it was such a cool, like little, like first sober summer thing that we did.
And like, especially for us, because we didn't do any of that shit.
No.
We didn't, yeah. And like anything that, like instant gratification was basically the name of our game for a very long time.
Yeah.
So like, it's very interesting when we kind of got into that, like planting your, and it was so random too. You're like, we should plant. And I think I made fun of you when you first brought that concept up. Like, you fucking kidding me? Like, what are you talking? But then when you left, I took care of it all by myself.
Yeah, you did. It was cool.
We have flowers, all kinds of shit.
That's one thing that in sobriety, it's really taught me. Delayed gratification is one of the like biggest things of when you get sober. Because when you're an addict and drinking and doing drugs all the time, you're just constantly rewarding yourself. You know what I mean? With like booze and bad decisions.
It's, yeah.
But it's one of the coolest things. Delayed gratification is awesome. Plant some seeds in the spring. Take care of it, and then in the summertime, you have this amazing homegrown food. It's so cool.
Well, and it's so underrated, because if you look at how the world is going right now in particular, like, not very many people can say they don't want to do this shit anymore. And that's actually really sad, and honestly a little bit pathetic when it, like, push comes to shove. Like, it's really fucking sad.
Yeah, there's a weird thing that kind of happened. Like, the world got too convenient. And if you think about it, there's people that live in, well, not just people that live in cities, but like some of them don't even cook. Like they just order food every day. They don't know how to cook. They don't know how to preserve anything. Like, ugh.
And you know what's crazy? So like, for example, we went to FSJ today, Fort St. John, because we had to get our cat fixed. And I don't eat out very often. You are forced to eat shitty camp food from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
But we're like, okay, we're going to be here all damn day, so let's go for breakfast. So we went for breakfast, and it was good. I had Eggs Benedict. And I was like, holy fuck. Like, I like, could barely keep my eyes open. I must have, like, spiked my fucking glucose level so high. I was like, ah, like, we have, like, hours to kill. And I was like, I don't go to town very often. This is probably my third time I went to town in 2024.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I wanted to go thrifting, and I wanted to go do this, and I need to go buy that, and all this shit. And I was like, I just want to fucking go to sleep. I'm like, why do I feel like this? I don't feel like this at home. And, like, Blaine and I were talking. He was like, well, because you just ate double the fucking portion size you usually. You just ate shit.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, it's not the same as...
Oh, and I took that to Pound Town, man. Like, I didn't leave any fucking behind. It was good, but... Yeah.
It's not like at home. Usually we have like eggs and I don't know. Lately I've been doing eggs and ground beef for breakfast. I don't know. It's amazing. Eggs, ground beef, and avocado is like the best breakfast in the world.
Well, that's a really nice thing about springtime is now that the chickens are freaking giving her and like they're fucking giving her. They came back with a vengeance.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I really like that aspect of it too. And I just like, yeah, like to me, it's just a new beginning. Like to me, this feels like this should be the new year.
Yeah, I always feel like that too.
And yeah, the weather's been wild. Weather's been good. We're getting dangerously close to fire season, but I guess that can't be avoided. This neck of the woods.
Yeah.
But just, yeah, general overall, you know, you come out and you start getting that sun, you come into that freaking funk, and that, like, a lot of people fall into, like, depression and shit because we're not getting that sunlight. So all those things kind of combine, and it just makes for a good time.
Another thing for myself about spring is I'm a golfer, and I got my first tee time tomorrow. There is nothing better than a round of golf. An early spring round of golf. It's still a little cold outside, you know? Oh, it's amazing. And I, even back in my addiction days, like I never really drank on the golf course. Not very often. There's only a few times. So it was always something where I think, like, thank God that I did have something that I loved like that, because it gave me, at least it got me outside, a little bit of exercise, and it got me doing something other than just getting pissed.
Blaine used to get really pissy when people would drink, because they get, like, sloshed and sloppy. But I'm just going to fucking say it. You and I did our fair share of smuggled in booze, I might fucking add. on like the ninth hole fucking shotguns were real.
Yeah, like it wasn't, yeah, I wasn't always sober on the golf course, let's be honest here. But I would say like maybe 80%.
I don't golf, like I come for emotional support because I'm left-handed and fucking awkward. And like, I enjoy getting out, but every time like you would do your thing, I was fucking drink.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, you're going golfing? Yeah, like we're out, get drunk. Like,
right?
Oh, I'm here to play golf. Like, fuck that, I'm getting too old.
Yeah, I'm here to, I'm trying to make the open.
crash in the golf cart. You know,
right.
Here. No, oh, and also a really fun thing about spring I can't wait for is the farmer's market.
I know. May 10th, Chetwin, save the date.
Right.
Let's
you
go.
You guys have heard us rant and rave about the, good rant and rave about the farmer's market. She is coming back. She's coming full force. Super nice ladies. We've kind of kept in contact with you over the winter months, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm actually super freaking excited about that because that means the good food is coming back out.
I know. No more grocery stores.
Right?
Oh, I'm so excited.
Man, I hate the fucking grocery store. Like, I know we need it, but, like, I fucking hate it.
I know, me too. These last few, I'd say, like, the last, we were good with all the stuff we preserved and stuff, but the last, to like, 2 months have just been, like, ugh. Like, you know, going to the grocery store and buying vegetables and I know that sounds like kind of weird, but there's a huge difference between even say a cabbage you buy from the farmer's market and one at Safeway. There's a huge difference.
Yeah.
And it's like, I've almost, it's been so long that I kind of like, I'm forgetting that, but I'm just like, oh, I'm so sick of buying vegetables from the grocery store, especially the price too. Get out of here.
Oh, it's just fucking trash, bro. I swear, like 90% of the shit from the grocery store, it's just trash, fucking poison.
Yeah.
But I mean, what are you going to do? You're forced to eat it when you run out of shit. Like, we're at the point in our, like, preserves where I think we have, like, 3 pickles left.
Yeah, we have, and that's only because we've been, like, savoring them.
Yes, because some of us go a little too hard in the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
Names, Blaine.
We have to figure out how to preserve more, just like other vegetables, so we have more variety.
Yeah.
And I don't know. We got to figure out how to freeze them or something. There's got to be. We got to figure something out here.
But this is all like, okay, this is all like as we develop, we're like, this will be year 3, you know?
Yeah.
We're all trying to like, you start here and you like, I like how we're doing it because I think when you go balls to the wall too hard, too fast, you end up doing 5,000 different half-assed shit.
Yeah.
So at least now you do it nice and slow. Now, like, bam, I can make fucking pickles and beets with my, or not beets, pickles and fucking beans with my eyes closed.
Mm-hmm.
I can make jam with my fucking eyes closed.
Yeah.
So, like, now, you know, we start with the pickle. I really want to water glass eggs. That's a big one on my agenda because during the wintertime, you get, like, 1 egg a week.
Yeah, I know.
You're like, no, we're trying not to die here. We're not laying any eggs. Fuck off.
Right.
Like, I get it. It gets cold. Like, what are you supposed to do?
Yeah, wintertime with the chickens, I'll go, like, threaten them and, like, oh, man. Like, I'm going to eat you if you don't start giving me eggs. Let's go.
And they're like, bring it on, motherfucker.
Yeah, they're just like, bah,
bah. They're like, Mom won't let you eat us. There's a select few of us that have made the cut, and it's for a reason. We're named.
Yeah, true.
We drink a lot of spring water. For the life of me, the spring is gushing again, which is good. It's doing its thing. And I, who never, ever, 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 like a person who barely drank water until she turned 30, turned into such a water snob that I just can't fucking drink water from the tap. And I never, ever, like, thought I would be this person, but it's fucking disgusting. I don't know how you do it.
You claim
to enjoy it.
Yeah. Once you start getting spring water from a spring outside and bringing your own jugs and filling them, you'll never go back. Ever.
I would almost rather fucking dehydrate than have to drink.
I feel like now, especially since where we live, I'm like, okay, no matter what, we have to live near a spring. Like, if we ever have to sell this house, like, for some reason, we have to live by a spring.
Yeah.
It's like a prerequisite.
And it's something that, like, it's not like we even had any clue about when we moved here.
Yeah.
I didn't, did you?
No, I didn't even know it was there. My dad knew.
Of course, yeah, that's an old
My thing. Dad knows where every spring in the Peace Country is, guarantee it.
Yeah, he's hunter from way back then. He knows where all the fucking good places are, the good hit
grounds.
And it's interesting how these things panned out. because these weren't shit I ever considered before we moved here. Like, yeah, I wanted to have animals and, like,
mm-hmm.
like have gardens and shit like that. But as we've, like, moved here, we've really kind of leaned into it.
Yeah.
And spring is the time to fucking shine. Like, you've had that, those cold fucking, you know, stay hermit months. Now it's okay. We got shit to do.
Mm-hmm. And it's crazy how, like, it's crazy how much food we can grow here just by the little tiny area that we have. Like, our garden isn't that big. The whiskey barrels aren't that big. But we grow a shit ton.
Well, the first year we did, like, one chunk, and then you expanded it out last year.
Yeah.
We could do that again every year if we wanted to, and it could just keep getting bigger and bigger.
Mm-hmm. I was trying to think how many tomato plants I want to plant this year. For some reason, the number 30 keeps popping into my head.
Then do it.
I think I'm gonna.
The best part about this guy didn't like tomatoes until he turned fucking 32.
I still don't really like tomatoes. I like tomato products. Like, I like
ketchup.
I like salsa and spaghetti sauce. And I would never just cut a tomato and, like, eat a slice of tomato. Like, ugh.
Oh, that's so good, though. Like,
but I love, like, salsa and
you
sauce.
You won't just, like, pick a cherry tomato and just fucking shove it in your hole?
No. I'll make bruschetta with your sourdough.
Yeah.
With,
true.
Like, vinaigrette. I like that. With cheese
and
tomato. That's, I really, that to me, the first day of summer is when I pick the first cherry tomatoes and first baby carrots, and I have baby carrots and bruschetta. That's, like, that's summer to me.
I love when, like, shit's blooming. I guess this is more of a, like, yeah, this is more into a summer thing, too. I love when, like, it's like, okay, it's dinner time. Go to, like, get some stuff for your salad for dinner, and then you go and, like,
oh.
Ugh, that's so good.
There's nothing better than, like, hey, what do you want to eat tonight? And you go outside with, like, a little basket, and you're like, this, couple of carrots, you know?
Oh, it feels like summer.
Oh, it's the best.
Yes. But we're going to get ourselves. We're in spring now.
I know.
Springtime, baby. This is what, yeah, spring is when you put in, like, you plant the seeds so you can fucking nourish them, water them, and get the harvest, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, spring is a really good time of year. It's very, like, okay, you've had your time to chill, so let's fucking go.
Yeah. Another thing with spring is, like I said, now, like, all the snow is gone, so you can run, walk, all that. And I said before, like, when I first got into my fitness journey, it was just about walking. And now that it's springtime, it's the perfect time. If you're, like, looking to get into something, like, just get some podcasts or audiobooks and go for walks. It's the best.
Well, and something as well, it's the perfect time to get into a hobby like that is going to help distract you in your sobriety if you're newly sober.
Yeah.
Or struggling to maintain your sobriety. Because, I mean, let's be honest here. Some people can be fucking sober 5 years and they fall off the wagon.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, it's just one of those things. But, yeah, definitely a good time of year to get off the sauce because there's plenty of things to keep you busy with planting these fucking seeds, right? May it be running. May it be a garden. May it be whatever. Like, this is the time of year to do it.
Yeah, like, the springtime is really the perfect time to stop drinking because you're just by having more sunlight, you're starting to feel better.
That's true.
And you have more opportunities to go outside and do stuff to basically, like I said, when I got sober, like I would just go outside and tire myself out all day until I wanted to go home and go to bed basically, and then get up at 5 a.m. and do it again.
Well, and it's also the time that people tend to kind of, like, go in their shells and hermit all winter, right?
Yeah.
It's also the time where other people start to come out. And, like, I know what was helpful for me and what would have been a lot helpful more if I had reached out in the beginning of sobriety was having people I could talk to about this shit.
Yeah.
People that would go for a walk with me when I was feeling like I was going to fuck in, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Had I been a little bit more, like, because I was pretty shameful about the addiction part in the beginning.
Yeah.
Because it's hard, right? And, like, I grew up in a household where I was shamed for tons of shit I shouldn't have been.
Yeah.
So I think I kind of carried that into sobriety. And I feel like that could be something that makes, and I mean, I was lucky enough to have you and you were lucky enough to have me, vice versa. But I think that's something like that, like having another person to, like, help on those days who, like, you know, like, hey, can you come for a walk for me, or do you want to go for a hike? Like, I think that is really beneficial.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that's very underrated in sobriety.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, that's why people have sponsors, right?
Yeah.
Not to be your friend and be like, oh, let's go hiking, but to be like, hey, you're thinking about drinking? Give me a call.
Yeah, no kidding, eh?
Yeah, that's something I think anyway.
But it's funny you say that about, like, the shame, because I had the same, like, yeah, like, early sobriety. I was, like, even, like, 4 months sober, I was like, I'm not going to tell people because I feel, like, so much shame from being an addict, you know?
I literally remember you saying, you said, I'm not going to post anything on social media, I'm not going to tell anybody besides you until I'm 1 year sober.
Yeah.
So how good did that fucking feel when you're like, by the way, I'm here sober?
Yeah, it was awesome because it was a week after you, too, so it was like... Well, surprise.
I was pretty, I remember when I go back, like, I've seen one post, it was like, I made it, I think 33 or 38 days sober,
mm-hmm.
something like that, just over a month. And I made a post, and I think it was actually Blaine's auntie thought I was like fucking around and joking.
Yeah.
And was like, oh, ha, ha, that's so funny. And, like, I don't remember exactly what she said, but she said something and somebody like, was like, man, that's so fucking insensitive, like, ripped her a new one. I was like, okay, I'm gonna stop talking about my sobriety now.
Yeah.
And I posted one quite early, and then, yeah, the fucking, that spat broke out, and I was like, I'm not ready to tell the world I'm, like,
mm-hmm.
doing this because I'm an addict. I'm just, like, was feeling good, was like, fuck it, I'm gonna document the milestone kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then I think I did a 6 months, and then a year.
Mm-hmm.
And the year was like, hey, like, this isn't just like, I'm not drinking because I feel like I'm not drinking. Like, I'm an addict.
Yeah.
That was like, yeah, like, this isn't fucking, woke up one day and was like, oh, well, I'm just going to try going sober for sober September or whatever the fuck I did that one time by the skin of my teeth. Yeah, so I think 1 year was really when we started to be a little bit more open about it.
Yeah, the 1 year was really cool because it was like, hey, I'd like to tell everybody that I'm an alcoholic, a drug addict, but I'm sober for a whole year. So,
but
yeah, I don't know. It was really cool.
But the drug part, we didn't really say anything.
But yeah, true.
It was alcohol. Okay, well, because that's the other part of the fucking shame, right? So it's about not being like, I'm drunk, but like, I'm actually I'm abusing narcotics as well. So yeah. That, like, and
I'm a criminal.
I'm a criminal. Fucking arrest me. Never been arrested, though.
I have.
Well, not recently, not for long.
Maybe we'll do that on another podcast.
Yeah, sure.
I'm just kidding. It's nothing that crazy.
But yeah, I mean, those are all good reasons to fucking consider spring to be the time to get sober.
Yeah. If I was still struggling, I would just get up every day, go for a walk. Just walk until I'm tired, you know, like walk until I don't want to drink anymore and turn into Forrest Gump, walk across Canada.
I'm pretty tired. Like, I'm going to go home now. And then like 6 months later, you're like, I don't ever want to drink again. I'm cured.
Yeah.
Cured.
I remember because our first spring sober. So we were like, yeah, like 4 or 5 months in. And our old friend Watson, who passed away, he had like, you know, he had his demons too. And, you know, I thought, like, you know, I'm 4 months sober. Maybe I can, like, help him, you know. So I would, like, we would agree, like, hey, we're going to, yeah, we'll go for a walk tomorrow morning, go for coffee. So I'd go to his house, and I'd knock on his door 6:30 in the morning. Come on, get out. And I'd drag him out. We'd take our dogs for a walk. We'd go up. It was, like, 3 blocks or something to the convenience store. And we'd have a cup of coffee and then walk back to his house. And, all right, see you later. Go on with our day or whatever. And I just remember like being like, hey, I would be so proud when he would like come out.
Yeah. Cause
then on days when he would, you know, get drunk or whatever, like, yeah, there's no way he was coming. So I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just thought it was cool.
It was. And well, I mean, that's a really, especially now, you know, if you know us, you would have known that Watson was a big part of our life. And, you know, I'm sure just small town, everybody probably knows what happened or what went on there. But like stuff like that, I mean, it's really cool that you have that memory now because it's when people leave, when people die, all you have is memories.
Yeah, true.
Right. And that's pretty cool that throughout our struggles and our addictions, Watson was one of the few people that fucking knew. And
yeah.
And even though fighting tooth and nail his own shit, still showed up for us a lot.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. He was like one of the only people that knew like how bad.
Well, because, I mean, it's, because in a weird way, like, he got it, Yeah. He wasn't going to judge.
Right? He understood.
Like, his fucking demons are out there playing with ours.
Yeah, right? Yeah. No shit.
But, I mean, it's, yeah, I think it's terrible how things panned out, but it is awesome to always at least have that.
Yeah.
If it had not anything else, to at least have that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, guys, I hope you guys enjoy the springtime. You know, try to lay off the sauce a little bit. It's a great time of year. Get out there, plant some food, plant a garden.
Plant those seeds and those intentions.
Exactly. Have a great positive spring and summer. Anyways, guys, we'll catch you next week. Peace.